Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When intelligent human beings know the will of God, how can they ever deliberately refuse to do His will? The Bible calls refusal to obey God stubbornness. King Saul of Israel illustrates just how serious stubbornness is in the sight of God. God commanded Saul to utterly destroy the Amalekites, but Saul allowed the people to influence his decision. Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was despised and worthless, they utterly destroyed. 1 Samuel 15:3 and 9. God sent the prophet Samuel to inform Saul that he would lose his position as king because he had disobeyed the Lord. Please listen to what Samuel asked King Saul. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Samuel continued, Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you from being king. 1 Samuel 15:22 and 23. Stubbornness is an attitude that says, I know what I ought to do, but I do not intend to do it. There were many times in the history of Israel when the Jews refused to do what they knew they should have done. I shall refer to one example from the prophecy of Jeremiah. The Israelites had rebelled against God's law as revealed through Moses and the prophets. Their hearts had become so hard, they were not ashamed when they committed abomination. They could not even blush. God urged His people, Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Jeremiah 6:15 and 16. It was not as if the Israelites did not know what God expected of them. They were simply stubborn and had no intention of doing God's will. So God told them, Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not listen. Jeremiah 6:17. We know there are people in all communities in America who profess to believe in the existence of God, in the deity of Christ, and in the inspiration of the Bible, but they have no intention of obeying the gospel and of living for God. Maybe the universalists have convinced them that no one will eventually be lost. If God is merciful, loving, and gracious, as the Bible explicitly teaches, how could He allow anyone to go to hell? How disappointed they will be in the final judgment. Through the great prophets of the 8th century B.C., the Lord had continually warned His people about impending judgment. When Jeremiah came on the scene toward the end of the 7th century, he predicted that a foreign nation would conquer Israel, that is, unless the people repented and sought forgiveness from God. They did not want to change their way of living. They refused to return to the old paths and to walk in them. So God arranged for them to have watchmen to provide the warnings they needed to prevent disaster. The watchmen could blow the trumpet to warn the Israelites, but they said, We will not listen. Can you imagine anyone so stubborn and hard-hearted? Tragically, there are people in various religious groups in America that are not all that different from the ancient Israelites. For example, there are preachers who know that men and women must be baptized to enjoy the remission of sins, but they are not going to preach that truth. If they were to preach the truth on baptism, they would lose their preaching positions. Are they not like Balaam who loved the wages of unrighteousness? 2 Peter 1:15. I urge every one of us to remember and to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ who said, I do always those things that please Him. John 8:29. Thank you and may God bless you.